This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 62 for Wednesday, September 15th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger on Wednesday, getting spillover support from Chicago soy oil, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. With the final settlement still pending, the November canola contract gained $7.80 at $8.80 per ton. The January contract rises $10.40 at $8.73.40 per ton. A trader says there are questions swirling around the Stats Canada production update released on Monday. The trader points to the lower canola yields being reported by the Prairie provinces compared to the slightly higher yields used by Stats Canada. He suggests the federal agency's production number should be 1 million tons less than the 12.8 million tons it reported. There is some pressure coming from farmer hedging as they are letting go of their canola, be it in the bin or straight off the fields. The Canadian dollar is higher with the loonie at 79.10 compared to Tuesday's close of 78.98. The United States Department of Agriculture reports the cancellations of two private sales of soybeans. One is for 132,000 tons to China, and the other is for 196,000 tons to unknown destinations. Ahead of today's report from the National Oilseed Processors Association for the August soybean crush, the average trade guess is 154.18 million bushels. Soy oil stocks are projected to be around 1.56 billion pounds. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange pegs Argentina's 2021-22 crops at 44 million tons of soybeans, wheat at 19.2 million tons, and corn at a record 55 million tons. Brazil reports the harvest of its second corn crop for 2020-21 is almost finished, and the country's total corn production is about 82 million tons. Also, Brazil says the planting of its first corn crop for 2021-22 is 16% complete. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday. The November contract rises 12 cents at $12.94.5 per bushel. December soy oil jumps 1.5 cents at 58.37 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is down $2.20 at $3.39.60 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger on Wednesday. The December contract jumps 13 cents at $5.33.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger as well, with the December contract jumping 24 cents at $5.39. Wheat futures are also stronger on Wednesday. Chicago December jumps 11.5 cents at $7.12. Kansas City December increases 14 cents at $7.16. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December rises 16 cents at $9.03. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 15th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.